the Doug Stanford Good Day program. We're going to meet Darren Criss of Glee. He's on a 16-city music tour, and Roberta's very excited to meet him because she's been a fan of Glee's. So we'll have that for you in a few moments. Chef Louis DeAngelis later in the hour with his recipe of the week. Right now, though, a disturbing story that many of you are not aware of, one of the important stories of the day and perhaps the week, is the piling up of ammunition. The United States government has ammunition stockpiled, and when you think about the numbers, Jennifer, it's almost off the charts how much ammunition they have for every man, woman, and child.
Well, it's more than all of our bodies can take, I think. It's 1,000 rounds per person that the government has stockpiled right now.
For what?
1,000 rounds.
But what is the point of having... So we have 314 million people live in America.
Mm-hmm.
So that times 1,000. All right, let's just do the numbers. 314 plus six zeros, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 1,000 rounds, so you add three more zeros to that.
That's a lot of bullets.
314 billion bullets.
Yeah. And this is the Department of Homeland Security.
For what?
And well, that's exactly what lawmakers are asking. And it's actually in the House right now. They're talking about why they have it. They're actually getting called out. One of the biggest...
Who gave them the authority to do this?
Exactly. That's the question, is what are they using it for? Now, Daryl Issa, he's a Republican in California. He chairs the full Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Right.
He said that they're being stockpiled. He's the one that's kind of brought it to public attention.
Mm-hmm.
That they're being stockpiled and then either disposed of or passed on to non-federal agencies or shot indiscriminately. He said it's not necessarily about the conspiracy theories, which we can all come to our own conclusions about why the government has 1,000 bullets for each citizen. That's a little scary.
Right.
But he said it's more about, again, government waste, fraud, and corruption.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
314 billion rounds of ammunition.
Right.
For all size guns, any size, small guns?
You know, it doesn't specify in the article that I'm reading, but this is it, number one on the Drudge Report today. It's on the Fox News website. The department said that the Homeland Security Department said that it needs bullets for agents in training and on duty. And they buy in bulk to save money. So now they're using Costco mentality to make this make sense to us. It's just
unbelievable.
Ridiculous. And so, you know, again, it's dangerous. Are these conspiracy theorists right? Or is it just another example of the government going crazy?
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. 314 billion rounds of ammunition. You talk about craziness and conspiratorial theories, two of them fed by that information. Darren Criss will change the course of events here. One of the performers from the TV show Glee joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $100. $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
13 FDR, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So I'm not sure whether Marsha has done the math and it's different than mine. Marsha's in Roseburg, Oregon, listening to Good Day. Hi, Marsha.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, how about you?
Really well, too. Thank you.
So do you have a problem with my addition, multiplication, subtraction, and division?
I do. I'm sorry about that. But if you multiply 314 million by 10, it would be 314 billion. But it actually is 314 quadrillion.
Really?
Wow.
I just thought you added a zero.
You're good.
Here's what I learned.
Okay.
If you multiply something times 1,000, you just add the three zeros to the number that we're talking about. So if there's 314 million, that's six zeros. You add another three zeros to it, and that's
so
billion.
That would be quadrillion.
You sure?
Well, I was trying to figure that out myself, but I'm pretty positive, yes.
I don't think so. But here we are, we're going to...
Okay,
who's going to be the deciding factor here, Roberta?
My calculator. But it wouldn't work.
No matter what the number, even if it was just 314 million, what do you think about all the ammo that the government has stockpiled?
I think it's pretty crazy. But anyway... So that's my thought, and I need to get going to get ready for work. So
thank you. Thanks a lot, Marcia.
She's like a little mathematician.
She is, but I think that if you add three zeros to a number, if you're multiplying it by 1,000, then you're just adding those three zeros to the number. One, and the 1,000 gives you another 1,000 million is a billion, right?
All I can say is it's 1,000 per person, and that's a lot. I don't know what the total number is.
It's ridiculous. It's way too much. And it's just another example of how, especially because the country is so big and seemingly so out of control, we don't know these things. So somebody comes across with it. Are we supposed to get them? I said facetiously to Michael a few minutes ago, am I supposed to get this telepathically? How do you know all of these things? The government is so big, and this is what people need to sort of be focused on. I don't mean to make this a rant, Roberta, but in terms of what we don't know, and what people are just passively, oh, well, I don't know, so how can it hurt me? Well,
what is nerve-wracking to me is that, you know, you have the government now really pushing this gun control stuff.
Right.
And they want to take away your guns, and they want to take away and they want to limit the ammunition you can buy, but yet they're not taking away their ammunition. They're bulking up on it, and that's kind of freaky.
Yep, it is. By the way, we had promised Darren Chris from Glee. Apparently there's a snafu in his conversation, so that won't happen at least this morning. For those of you who got all excited, like Roberta,
sorry.
How many of you have experienced the phenomenon of receiving a telephone call from somebody right after you thought about them?
It's happened to me all the time.
Does it?
It's taking a sip of water when you ask, but yes.
Well, there's a scientist who's studying this, says he has proof of what he calls telephone telepathy. Telephone telepathy. Rupert Sheldrake, whose research is funded by Trinity College, says that he's conducted experiments that prove that precognition exists for telephone calls, even for emails, for things that are communicated by other people to you, email, phone call, texting, all that sort of thing.
Precognition.
Every person in the trials was asked to give researchers names and phone numbers of four relatives or friends. These were then called at random and told to ring the subject, who had to identify the caller before answering the phone. The hit rate was about 45%, which is well above the 25% that you would have expected, he told the annual meeting of the Association for the Advancement of Science. The odds against this being a chance effect are 1,000 billion to 1. Talk about wild, crazy numbers again. He said that he found the same result with people being asked to name one of four people sending them an email before it had landed. However, his sample was kind of small. It was about 100 people on both sides. But just think about it. And the more important thing for the discussion is, how many of you have had that experience? When you hear the phone ring, you know who it is. Or, better yet, you're thinking about a person and the phone rings.
Yeah. That's, I think there's a couple of different, a couple of different things at play. Because I can usually, when my phone rings, especially my home phone, I can figure out who it is.
You can.
But, yeah, absolutely. But then, when you think about someone and you throw it out in the universe and it's someone that you haven't talked to on a regular basis, like me guessing that my mom or my dad are calling me, that's pretty easy. Because they call me quite a bit. But when you think about someone you haven't talked to in forever, and then they call you or send you an email, that's when it's really crazy. And I think it's really got something to do with you put that energy out into the universe and people pick up on it. I don't know. May sound a little nutty, but I think that's the case.
No, but I think more and more people are thinking in those terms, Jennifer, of what is, it goes out into the universe. Thoughts are things. And if you're thinking something, our brain, remember, is not well developed. In cases where you find people who are more developed, they're more likely to be able to get these things, think these things, perceive, become interested in, you know, sort of a clairvoyance, I guess, in a sense. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Small business owners are always being hammered by new taxes and complicated regulations, but soon it could get a lot worse. The U.S. Senate is about to rush through an ill-conceived bill, a so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, that will slow job growth and hurt the economy. Phil Bond, executive director of the We Are Here Coalition, explains.
This act would create a new tax for many consumers and a huge compliance burden for online retailers. If a customer in California makes an internet purchase from an online retailer in Nebraska, then California could force the Nebraska retailer to collect California sales tax and send it to California along with a completed tax form. It's going to be a mess. A recent study found a compliance with this act would be hardest on the small businesses that are least equipped to handle it. Small businesses are America's local job growth engine. This legislation shows Congress just doesn't get it.
To learn more, visit wearehearecoalition.org.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
See idol appearance and performance of the week, Angie Miller's Who You Are. Randy Jackson, who doesn't like math, gave it a 10 out of 10 out of 10. He's kind of like me trying to figure out how much ammo we had in this country. But Roberta, you've been watching this show. You've been the most animated of all the people here for this on Good Day, and you seem to like this young woman. There's
I really like
her
a lot. Yeah. She's like a Sheryl Crow almost.
How old is she?
You know, I don't know. But she's young. She's in her 20s, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of interesting.
But she's, she plays the piano. She writes her own music. She sings. I mean, she's really a talent.
Yeah. Well,
you know, she's just not a singer. A lot of these girls are just singers. I mean, I like Candace a lot. I mean, she's a singer, but, you know, she's not she's not the whole package.
The musician, right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Angie, she's gorgeous. She has good teeth.
Good teeth.
Good teeth.
Yeah. It's important. So, bringing people up to date on what's going on. American Idol down to 4. They did not have a loser. Nobody went home last night because apparently they got an extra week added. There are 4 weeks until the last. This is how, by the way, in case you didn't know how this works, Jennifer understands and Roberta does. We've sort of have been around enough to know how ratings work. In February, and in May and in November, they do television sweeps. So for 3 weeks, they start on the first Monday of the month. They go till the third Thursday of the month, usually.
That's when TV gets really good.
Right. And television is always good. Never have any repeats. All that stuff is part of how to get people engaged. So you'll find for the series, all of the remaining 6 episodes will air between now and the end of May, because that's when it counts. And then the new television shows for the summer start, and they go, some of them actually go until October, but then they get started with a new lineup so that they're in place by the November sweeps. And so in November, you're never going to get repeats. In February, you're never going to get repeats. But in December, a lot of times around Christmas, there are tons of repeats. Same thing is true usually around, well, it was Easter this year, around the end of March, 1st of April, And that that's just the way that the thing is. Kind of interesting to see how it works, but all the advertising rates are based on what the ratings are in those three-month periods. So shows like American Idol, remember when 24 started on the second Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, whenever night it was on, Monday nights, I think, they would run it from the first part of January till the third Thursday in May. Sometimes they had to make two or three hours in a row on the same night. And that's so they get all the 24 hours in. In this case, they have an extra week that either they didn't figure on, somehow or somebody didn't add it up right. So they didn't send anybody home last night, so they basically have the same thing next week, don't they? They're going to have the same four people on, the same sort of...
Yes, but now it's serious, Doug.
How is it?
And they're going to tally the votes from this weekend next week. It's going to be a combination.
Because they kind of screwed up. I
right,
think
so everybody
right.
who voted this week, you know, their votes still...
You have a vote in this, Roberta?
No.
Honestly, you've never picked...
The
Tony.
Last time I voted for Danny Gokey because I just
really?
Loved him. Yeah.
Tony, God love her, she used to love American Idol.
And I remember she would watch with her neighbor,
watched
right?
It all the, yeah, she watched it all the time, and she used to call and vote, which was very... Because this is a woman that never watched television much in her life. Tony was my former wife. It's 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction, additive packages are key in synthetic oil quality. Fact, of a quart of synthetic oil, 15 to 25% is its total additive package, including anti-wear agents, detergents, dispersants, and antioxidants. An oil's additive package does the heavy lifting, and ultimately its lubrication factor, friction, and heat reduction and ability to rev up performance are measures of an additive package's quality. Royal Purple's proprietary Centrelec technology was developed over years of rigorous testing and real-world use. Fact is, Royal Purple solved a vibration problem with Japan's 125-mile-per-hour bullet train. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple high-performance motor oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Blessed are the cracked, for they let in the light.
Blessed are the crack?
No, cracked.
Oh, the cracked.
Cracked, for they let in
like the broken.
The light, yes, exactly. Yes. All right, there is bad news. Do we, the news is always bad, though, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. Not always.
All right, but so give me an example of...
I'll give you an example of good news.
Good news.
This week in Oklahoma, they opened a time capsule from 100 years ago.
Really?
And that's cool. Fun. That's fun news.
Could be from 1913.
You got it. That was the year my grandpa was born, by the way.
That was World War I, right?
Oh, would you like me to tell you now? I will. This was a capsule that was underneath a Lutheran church, actually, and they called it the Century Chest. It had been entombed under 12 inches of concrete, and it was a copper chest that I guess took quite a while to bury for the Ladies Aid Society in 1913. They were the ones that put it in the ground, and it took a construction company 11 hours to bring the chest up. So it had some well-preserved artifacts inside. They had, let's see. In 1913, April 22nd issue of the Daily Oklahoman, a map, a number of Native American artifacts, a pair of woman's shoes, that'd be fun to see, a pen used by President William McKinley to sign the 1900 Free Homes Act for Oklahoma, and a phonograph record featuring voices of people from that era. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
Cool. They thought things would be damaged, but everything was in excellent condition, so it's kind of fun. And they're going to put it on display.
It was where in Oklahoma?
It was underneath a Lutheran church in Oklahoma. Actually, it's Oklahoma City's first Lutheran church.
So what would you put, Roberta, let's start with you. Everybody think about this, and by the way, you can share it with us at 888-302-3684. Kenny will post it on Facebook and we're on the Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. Email, by the way, to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Roberta at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, or Ken. Richie is off in this hour of the program. So let's hypothetically put ourselves into that place where those people were 100 years ago and figure out what we would put into a time capsule.
A cell phone and an iPad.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
I think to see where we are with technology now mm-hmm. would be very interesting 100 years. Because 100 years from now, they're going to laugh at what we think is like the coolest things ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget the charger, by the way. Otherwise, it won't be any good.
And a CD and a DVD.
CD, mm-hmm. DVD, absolutely. Maybe a flat screen, like a at least like a look at the technology, a flat screen TV, maybe.
A McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah, to see what happens in 100 years.
We pretty much know what will happen to them.
That's a great idea.
That's what Mike said on Facebook. He'd put in a McDonald's cheeseburger.
And maybe like a Twinkie and a Ring Ding, you know, some of those, you know.
If they really laugh.
Like they survive.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be interesting to put in newspaper clippings, of course, and in pictures.
Fashions,
for sure.
I put in underwear, women's underwear.
So when The Great Gatsby comes out, is it next week or the week after? When does that movie come out?
I think in 2 weeks. It looks good, doesn't it?
Well, it looks intriguing, but I'm thinking the reason I asked is because does that go back to about the period of this time capsule? Was it the 20s? Okay, so
mm-hmm.
the 20s. So not that much different. When you look at the things, especially the cars, but more the motif of the buildings.
Yeah, the architecture.
And furnishings of the homes and that sort of thing when you go back there and think I guess we mock it a little bit today, although there are some people that like that design and they are, you know, kind of wrapped around that era, which is it was a luxurious plush era in our country, for some anyway. And so you put that now into our minds, so we think of how kind of weird some of that stuff is today. Now fast forward to where we are today and then fast forward to 100 years from now. With technology doing what it's doing, do we really even have an idea of what possibly could be around 100 years from now?
I know. And could they imagine 100 years ago that we'd be carrying our radios, we'd have phones
even have
with us?
They have radios.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you think about these little devices that are now in our pockets. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's pretty incredible. So what's next? I mean, I always think of it as the Jetsons with the hovercrafts and everybody living up in the
George
in
Jetson.
But maybe that's not so far off. And it's hard to tell what's going to be iconic when you're in it. I mean, I was just thinking about the architecture from the 20s or from different periods, and it's recognizable. You can look at a building and be stunned by the craftsmanship, and you can identify the time period it's from like you can art. When I think about our architecture now, I think we either copy other time periods or there's just really no style that we
right,
have.
The,
but I guess,
the Art Deco, we go back to that. I love the Art Deco period.
But like maybe 100 years from now, there will be something iconic that sticks out. For me, when I think about it, I feel like we just copy past periods, though. But maybe there is something iconic that we don't see because we're in it.
The period we're talking about of Gatsby, mm-hmm. was that related to European style? Is that where that came from?
I don't know,
where did the idea for it come?
I'm not sure. I mean, the 20s, I think, were one of the most glamorous eras that we've had.
Yeah, for the Depression, it was extravagance.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this time period, this was done in 1913, that was probably definitely a more conservative time. I think women probably dressed more conservatively than they did as, you know, the traditional flappers that we see. Or
women
like
didn't
the
have the right
dresses.
To vote in 1913.
We couldn't even vote, absolutely.
Can you believe that? Black people, anybody who was not a white male couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm. That's what gets me so crazy about elections now is when I hear all the indifference when people go vote. It's like if you're a woman or if you are a minority, you should be out there voting because this is a new thing. You know, this is not something we should take for granted.
Not at all. Yeah, pretty interesting. All right. So that's cool. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Jen. In a moment, if you are missing a styrofoam head, I think I've found it for you.
Oh, thank goodness. Phew.
Right? Yeah. And just in case you're missing, I've got it, and
that's
we'll get
my spare.
I've got it. You'll get it in a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Small business owners are always being hammered by new taxes and complicated regulations, but soon it could get a lot worse. The U.S. Senate is about to rush through an ill-conceived bill, a so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, that will slow job growth and hurt the economy. Phil Bond, executive director of the We Are Here Coalition, explains.
This act would create a new tax for many consumers and a huge compliance burden for online retailers. If a customer in California makes an internet purchase from an online retailer in Nebraska, then California could force the Nebraska retailer to collect California sales tax and send it to California along with a completed tax form. It's going to be a mess. A recent study found compliance with this act would be hardest on the small businesses that are least equipped to handle it. Small businesses are America's local job growth engine. This legislation shows Congress just doesn't get it.
To learn more, visit WeAreHereCoalition.org.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
17 for the hour. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. A discussion this week about Americans for Tax Reform being focused on this internet tax and what we're going to do with the $11 billion. That's a, when you get right down to it, what do we think ought to be done with the $11 billion if this thing is going to get through? And that's where I'm lost or sort of stuck. Is this going to get passed? Does it look like?
I think it will. I think it will because I think it's favorable to business right now. It's not favorable to the online business, but it is favorable to mom and pop shops, and I think that they will probably be forced to pass it.
Well, how is it favorable? It's just unfavorable.
It's unfavorable to us.
So does that mean automatically it's favorable?
It's going to help save brick and mortar stores.
How?
Because it's not going to put them at a disadvantage against online retailers anymore.
But how does this? I understand how it doesn't put them at a disadvantage because everybody's going to be paying taxes equally. Mm-hmm. But why does this automatically mean that people are going to get away from their computer and go to the store and buy a new couch?
It doesn't. But at least it is an equal playing field now. I mean, it doesn't mean that people are going to go back to the stores. It just means that everybody's on the same playing field.
Well, with the stores, you don't have the shipping charges, so they might have an advantage.
They might. But a lot of times, you're seeing online where everything's free shipping now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You buy things from Amazon, you mean that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
I was buying a bunch of books last week from Amazon. If you buy, was it over $30, you don't have to pay
no shipping tax. After 25
no shipping.
Bucks. Yep.
Right, yeah. But you do wonder about big outfits like Amazon. Man, can you imagine? I have some folks who work with me on the farm for a few months in the summer, and they work for Amazon in the fall. They go in. They are these. They're a husband and wife team. family all grown up. They bought a camper, and that's how they live. They drive around the country, and they work for a few months here and there, like they're doing some work on my farm that they did last year. They're very good. They're sort of, when it gets to construction, and the two of them work so wonderfully together. Mm-hmm. They obviously love each other's company because they spend all day and all night.
You have to live in a camper with somebody.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And so the reason I bring it up is because last year, for the first time, they went in late September to an Amazon warehouse in Kentucky, I think, and they worked there for 3 months. Hmm. And it was apparently the most amazing thing to see how the books, I don't get how they make any money, because picking the book titles is so labor intensive. You literally have to go to the places where the books are. So, you know, you have one of these, what do they call it? It's a computer that has all of the stuff, the SKU, the order is on it, mm-hmm. and it tells you where the book is. So you have to go up this hallway down to that row. And
wouldn't you like to see it? It sounds incredibly
huge. Oh, he said
huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Massive, massive, massive. But when you think about what it takes to make money in an organization like Amazon, and then, you know, they're pretty cheap.
But they're selling in bulk, you know. That's their thing.
Well, they're buying in bulk. I don't think they're selling in bulk. I think they're selling the same as a bookstore would. People want to buy a book, they go buy a book. But in this case, they're buying huge quantities. And one wonders, because they have everything, you wonder how they get the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? I mean, when you think
I always think about that, how they have it just, you know, ready for two-day delivery.
Right. And that's it. And they'll ask you, you want two-day delivery, three-day delivery, whatever it is. And I don't know if you can find as many titles in Barnes & Noble. Matter of fact, I think Amazon has pretty much put the bookstores out of business, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
In reality, where do you buy your books from, Jennifer?
Most of the time, Amazon, or I'll download them on my Nook from Barnes & Noble's
online. What about you, Roberta? Where do you buy your
Amazon.
Books?
Amazon. I've been buying books from Amazon for years.
Always. Kenny, you buy books from Amazon?
Forever.
I do, but I get most of them, if it's not something for my Kindle, it's from a local independent bookshop here.
Yeah, see, that's right. But there aren't any more local bookshops around.
I know, they're gone.
They used to be, but they're gonzo. Food for thought from Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you'd treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we save, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The sequester-related flight delays. It appears something will be done about this after all. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For quite a few air travelers this past week, this is what it seems they faced when arriving for their flight at the airport terminal this week.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever flight you are waiting for has been delayed. Again, no matter what flight it is, delayed. Thank you.
Sure, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but there have been thousands of delayed flights at major airports across the country this week because of the furloughs that kicked in for air traffic controllers due to the sequester cuts. These travelers are among the many who say this has only added to the already time-consuming experience of taking a flight.
That means I have to get up early and get to the airport earlier.
Basically adds to me at least an hour and a half to 2 hours to my flight.
But on Capitol Hill, the House is expected to hold a vote today on a bill that would put an end to the air traffic controller furloughs. The bipartisan measure was passed yesterday by the Senate. The deal will fully fund air traffic controllers and other essential FAA employees. Elsewhere on the air travel front, a St. Louis couple is expressing their frustration about a dream trip that was grounded.
You know, we asked for help and they just raised their hands and said, there's nothing we can do.
That's Margaret Hamilton. She and her husband Dan are fuming after losing their dream vacation to Paris last week when that computer glitch caused American Airlines to temporarily ground all of their flights. The airline did release a statement apologizing for the inconvenience. Not good enough for the Hamiltons, who say, among other things, that the agents at the ticket counter were rude and unprofessional.
They knew we were stressed, I would think, and frustrated. And I actually heard, well, what do you want me to do about it from an agent?
Very strange. That doesn't sound like ticket counter agents who are always so cheerful and helpful. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 4/27. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 24 points to 14,701. S&P adding 6 points. NASDAQ up 20. Oil prices up $2.21 a barrel, finishing at $93.64. When did you last see a doctor? There's a new survey that shows more Americans aren't going to the doctor's office because they can't afford it. The latest Commonwealth Fund Biennial Health Insurance Survey finds 80 million people didn't see a doctor or use other medical services last year because they couldn't afford the cost. That's up from 75 million 2 years ago and 63 million 10 years ago. If you're a pro football fanatic, it's almost as good as the Super Bowl. Last night, the first round of the NFL draft in prime time on ESPN. NFL Commish Roger Goodell with pick number one.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher, tackle, Central Michigan.
32 picks in all in the first round. I happen to be a New York Jet fan. We had 2 picks in the first round, but it doesn't matter. We could have had all 32 picks. We will stink anyway. Closing notes, Powerball. Played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. No winners this past Wednesday night. Tomorrow night's jackpot up to $140 million. As we said, 43 states now offer Powerball. California, earlier this month, became the 43rd state to get a piece of the action. This Los Angeles area resident says he's already a regular player. And why?
It's all about the Benjamins.
Yes, the Benjamins. If memory serves, he's referring to Ben Franklin, who is on the $100 bill. Speaking of which, Ben is about to undergo an extreme makeover. The Federal Reserve will be coming out with a new $100 bill this fall, which, we are told, will be more colorful and harder to replicate. That's the sound of a currency counting machine. But if you think I have a stack of hundreds that I'm putting in this thing, guess again. Monopoly money being counted there. No Benjamins. Couldn't even find enough Washingtons and Lincolns to make this thing work. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.